Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. The lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving just a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It reads, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." Now, these words, this verse is connected to the preceding argument that the writer's been bringing to his readers by this word "for." For the word of God is living and active. And he's coming to the nub of his point here. And this is a scripture, verse 12, about motivation. And these verses provide the foundation for the previous verses, as he's warned them not to harden their hearts. So the emphasis now is on God's voice. And God's voice more than just his written word, although of course it contains that. In other words, his basic point is, if you hear him, if you hear God, obey with faithfulness. And the Bible, he says, and God's word, of course, is alive. It is alive and active. It's living because God is alive, and that's all that's needed to be thought about really here. Jesus himself was the life of the world. His words were life to the world. John 6, verse 63, "The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life." The Bible is self-fulfilling. Isaiah 55, verse 11, "The word that goes out from my mouth will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." And God's word and his words are powerful. Jeremiah 23:29, "Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces?" No, God's word is never ineffective. God is active. God is involved. He is not distant. And his word is like a sword. Many references to that idea in Isaiah 49 verse 2, Revelation 1:16, Revelation 2:12, and Ephesians 6:17, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. But I don't think sword is the main point of the image, but the fact that it is sharper than a sword. It is this sharpness that enables it to penetrate so effectively, which is the author's main idea. It penetrates where nothing else is able to. God's word is thorough. Psalm 139, verse 23, "Say, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts." There is no armor in the world, in this world or the next, that can prevent the entry of God's word into our hearts and it exposes our motives and actions. So, what does that mean for his readers? It means that they need to allow God's word to penetrate. God's word brought to them by this writer. His use of God's word to show them their state and where they are spiritually and in their standing before God, what they have forgotten about him, what they have forgotten about their calling, what they have forgotten about how amazing Jesus is, and to change their thinking and allow God's word into their heart, allow God's voice not just to be heard, but to be truly listened to and then acted upon. And that's a calling for anybody today who wants to follow Jesus Christ, who wants to know God in their life. And their life is not just to read the word, but it's to follow it, it's to apply it. And as we do that, then we need have no fear of the judging that will happen of the thoughts and attitudes of our heart. It's a helpful thing when God's word judges the thoughts and attitudes of our heart, because it reveals to us how we're doing spiritually. And we should be glad for that, for then our hearts can be purified. And that leads us to much greater joy and to being much closer to God. Well, next time, verse 13 is what we look at. Until then, if you want to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. You can email me, if you like, on malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And you can find us in iTunes. If you look under podcasts, have a look for MCCX and you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.